it's nothing, you know, his claim, but in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam says that Derech Kumo Yaakov, his mama Torah, was to believe his claim. Tzema Upishti Yachta, the Fich Chosro is there. So that's why we say, Vashim Shmogu, Shim Mabushu. And Peyes, that's also the external. It doesn't mean Dafke, Peyet, it means the externals. The externals of the Jew is important.
Why is
today's matter?
So why is the Ram, so why is the reason why the Ram mentions the reasons over here? By these mitzvahs?
Because it mentions Sanogi Yudis. The Rambam wants to emphasize how a Jew has to look. But today is a shayach, he'll say, that today they shouldn't even shave. Because all Jews shave, who doesn't shave? Maybe in the course of a few years it will be so actual the Jews will not shave, okay, then it'll be different. But in the days of Reb Chaim, so only they were only the German Orthodox Jews shaved, except for the German Orthodox Jews did not shave. The Bishalevi went into Golis when Tsar Alexander issued a decree that everyone in Russia has to shave. So he went to exile.
Shave the beard or shave the tails?
To look, you know, clean and nice, you know, well-trimmed.
So he left Russia. He left Russia.
He left Russia and he went to Brod and he spent half a year in Shlimetruga city in Brod. There's a story that Shlimetruga had a minute that he used on Shabbos to give a pill. And if anybody in the audience was able to make a soge, so he insisted he shouldn't be a master. So the Bishalevi was there, and the Shlimetruga heard that the Bishalevi is a big human. And Chaim Volozhinov's great grandson is a big human. So he didn't say a word, so he asked him, have anything to say? So he said, no. So he said, tell the truth. So he said, cannot. So he said, so then Shlimetruga, when he heard he's a soldier, he said, now you get up on the bima and you give the shia and give you different dots. So this is how you do it. Okay, now. Now we'll continue the Yomar.
So wait a minute, so why does Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you mentioned Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a tshuva.
Oh, yeah, you see, I forgot. The Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a tshuva of something. What heter is there to comb the pace? No, sir, if you fast pace, I will say masrei, because it's a psychiatry. So, how can you comb the pace? And everybody, all the real team come their place, they didn't come their place. So, you could give a kulay, because now what kind of a kulay could there be? Because first of all, maybe the Aruch is like the Ramah, that kulay, that Tumashi Yashkosher, applies to the Peis Rosh too. But suppose the Alochi is like the Isis, it only applies to Peis HaSokim. It only applies to Peis HaSokim. Also then, it could be cooler because the Miri Nozer says that Nozer Chif and Faspis have only said the Masrei. So it's only osam the rabban. So the pshat in the mirin is because it's a psikreishin series. So mele And the real shit is that it's nothing more subterranean sadhesin of Kodishiya Gadotara Sadhesin. But it's also Sandarabhanam because the creation is sinless. Is a Sandarabhanam.
Even if you say like the Rambam, there's no essay when it comes to a regular Jew by pious.
No, we are talking about nausea.
Right.
The Miri doesn't discuss pious.
Exactly, but Rabbi Akiva Eger...
But the Miri discusses nausea.
Right, but I'm...
He says it's only a
Sandarabhanam. I'm saying you don't have to come on to the Miri. The Rambam himself is good enough of a heter.
Yeah, of course, the Rambam is not included to the sheet of the Miri.
I'm saying...
But the Miri is chelik on the Rambam.
Right, but as far as our Shiloh...
Yeah, all right, fine. So the Miri could give it that.
Right.
That seems... In other words, in regard to the Raisi... Maybe the Aloha is like the Rambam, that by Pius Rosh there is Aloha of the Rosh in Yashkos. Assuming that Aloha is like this Pius Rosh in the Rosh in Yashkos, it is Chayim Malkes. But maybe this is the secretion, called the secretion only. So it's only us on the Rabbon. And as far as the Yisrael Rabbon is concerned, so one topic is enough. So you could be Miyashim, but what Rabbeya says, it's not shayach to be Meikir, if there is a chashis, even if there is a sekhli.
No, but according to the way your father explained the Rambam, then that's a simple
test. Yeah, one second, I stood in French. So this is, so the Chassam Sefer says, so Rabbeya decided not to come to peace, but... People who have beards have a habit when they are abstracted to learning. So then this absent-mindedly they keep on plucking, you know, their hair of the beard. So because of that, you ever see a picture of Andrea and the pears, he had like a covering, you know, the way people wear the ears when it's a freezing weather in the winter, you know. They put on the ears. So Abdreya, if you ever see a picture of Abdreya, you'll see over here and the whole beard. Not only, and the whole beard, I suppose because of the pace, not of the beard, but it's hard, you know, to make a covering, just you need a piece of tape. So he had like a scarf over the whole head in the summer. In Tkufas Tamas, because of it. So, Chalam Sefer says in the answer to Rabbeya, he also thought of that. But he saw, so he wanted to do the same thing, not to comb his beard, but he saw Miri, the Rabbi, Chosich of the Kune, of Mosna Adler, that every day he combed his beard and his face. So he says, so then, you cannot be mach over and above from the snark. So he says that even though according to Tesis there is no aloche of the ruach shebi ashkose, but only the ruach is osa. But combing is plucking out fishes. It's a big thing, it's not this time. Like if there is aloche of kolam esiri, so he knows there should also be osa on fish. So, in other should also be mutter klish. Klish is mutter. So, by combing, so the klish is only to be tailored, not to be galea. So, that's a big thing. But my father said, because when you comb, so the klish is serious. So, melee, so by Mosir, there is especially Zara Kodish Yegadu Perestrech, but by by pious, there is no necessity of pious, in spite of what the Chaim said. Not in necessity, just minak, the mare of his Jewish face, of Malbush Yehudi, but there is no necessity of pious. Okay. Now we can proceed with the Gemara. kufala from the bait. Yosef Rafriz Nebi Koma Mishmed Nafsh Hode Amret Shin Mokim Tzor Viboich Lo Yamor Ono Bidvorim Shin Tunim Broch Lachay Bim Tein. In other words, like Mayim or Boso Dogi Peres Yerokes. So they only require a Broch Lachay and Peres Nifosh. So you don't have to come. It's not like pas. So there the halacha is, if you started to eat pas, if you eat pas in this house, and then you went to another house, to a dormitory building, then you have to bench, you have to come back to the place where you ate the pas. So there, such things like mayim, or Peir Boso Dogim Peiris Yerokes. So then, since you don't have to come back, so if you left the original house, so then there's Eschadas. So maybe Shin Mokein is so good. Mashein Kein Borin Shetun Brochol Bim Keima. What is Brochol Bim Keima? So there is several sheets. And the Shulchan Aruch mentions Simen Kuf Ayin Ches in Eish Tzolishis. One thing is sure, pas mamish bread is ton brocha mikim. There is one Shulchan Aruch not only bread, even his aim is cake. But yayin not. And then there is another Shulchan Aruch, anything that requires lachel, to brocha achas mishovish, yayin, the morim, anobi,
the tainim,
or the name. So also requires brochum. But pas mamish, that according to all this, avol brochum atun brochum achem kemo in tzorchivar. My time will give a kame hoda, because that Rafriz says that. Because he's not Messiah Das. He knows that he has to go back to the first place where he ate the lech. But Rav Sheish is Israel. Rav Sheish is Omar, Chotze, Vechotze, Tzorch, Livor. He pass that is so Tum Bochum came on, so then he's also Tzorch, Livor. Because it's not, it doesn't depend upon the mitzias of Eschadas, his mental attitude, but the mitzias that he was Eikamok, he's Eikamok. How do we pass? So the Rosh, and the Ran, and the Rashbo, and the Rabban, pass like a priest. The Rif and the Rambam, they pasku like Rafeshis. The Tim Brocha Atun, the Tim Vorim, like Lechem Amish. Atun Brocha came on. So then is also Ishim Mokim is sort of a. Now let's see Shofar. Then there is another Machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. Let's say according by Lechem, so according to everybody. So then, I mean not Lechem, I mean Vorim Shein Tunim Brochom Kim. So then, he is Sorech Livorech, Shinomokim Sorech Livorech. What it means Sorech Livorech? He has to to make a bracha achreine,
or only bracha rishayne.
How about bracha rishayne? So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh and that. Now the Mishneh Berurah has a whole tzich. Kufayin ches. Simen kufayin ches. This is one semen. I very rarely get a child. I don't think that many get childless in that age, because most people, even in the Torah, they don't know these days. Even some rabbonim don't know these days, because it's not an Indian of Krishna Torah or Shneesre or Krishna, where that every rov knows he has to know the din. Where everybody knows, every rov knows he has to know when we Shabbos will say Avarachman, we Shabbos will say Avarachman. Otherwise, he might be fired. Let's say, this coming Shabbos, you don't say Avarachman because I'm a Baruch Hashem. If you ever didn't know this, you
know. Sometimes,
during Sphira, you do say.
During
Sphira, you do say.
Yeah, during Sphira, you do say. That's right. That's right. That's right. During Sphira, you do say. The Shaila is when you Kaddish Chiddush Sphira.
Yeah.
Then there is Shaila. But when you Kaddish Chiddush here, according to everybody, we have to say, ah, I almost forgot it. All right, so how you eichel do buy ze? Who posaks it does? The whole achli buy sach. The whole achli buy sach. Who show you eichel the kolay chavir li daber? So lots of lady pesal beis. The chosa hol di shino mukene. So chum the boy chum afrei al mashorchal. The chizer mivoy betchilam. So tzorich l'mivrech mafri mashor chal, that wouldn't understand. But chizer mevorer betchil, he has to make new boch.
In which case?
Fast.
In which case?
In this case where there was shinumokim.
Right.
Shinumokim, let's say shinumokim batas. Not batas. Batas, so it's a machlekes between Rav Sheshes and Rav Chizdi. But suppose by payers, by bosom, he was misham the mokim. So it's so chizal mevorich. Also, according to many rishonim, yai. So it's chizal mevorich. It's not lech. Also, many rishonim, let's say even cake. So chizal mevorich. So then there's a religious rishonim. Some rishonim say he has to make new boche. But he doesn't have to say Alamichel al Hakol, and some Rishonim say that Chizel Mavor Bitchila Amesi Vahakein Yid Masidosi Avol Yidar Yibisechapayis.
Right, so what do you mean you don't have to make a bracha from it? What's the case?
He shwashes Yayin in this book.
Yeah.
Then he went to the Canada building. Yeah. So then and he's again given Yai.
Right.
So he has to make a new Bocha Berk Yai.
Right.
He's not chasing with the Bocha Berk Yai.
That's the Bracha Rishon. But what about the Bracha Krona?
Bracha Chene, there is a Machlekes.
And what do some say that he doesn't have to make?
He doesn't have to make a Bracha Chene. He just says Bir Priyagefen again, and then after he finishes drinking all the wine,
make one bracha
in the second
bracha,
he makes one bracha.
You mean, does he have to make it before he goes away?
No, he left already.
In the second house, before he drank the second time.
You drank one cup here, okay, fine. Then you went to the other building, the first building. And you are given a cup of wine too.
Okay.
They are celebrating it.
Okay.
A student of the yeshiva became a host.
Okay.
So they are celebrating here.
Okay, fine.
And they are celebrating that he's given another cup of wine.
Right.
So then he has to say Be'er Priyagefen again.
Okay.
So some of the shenim say, no, that's not enough. First he has to say Allah Gefen Val Priyagefen.
On the first drink. They drank here.
And then he's allowed to make Bir Priyagefen on the second cup of wine.
Now when he makes
the Shem say no.
Right. Now according to those that say he makes the bracha, he says
what bracha?
The bracha chrona.
Bracha.
He says it in the new market.
He's in the new market place already.
We don't require him to go back.
No.
No.
That is only lechatzila required according to the silal and lechemamish. It's not on cake and not on wine.
Okay, that's totally in what you hold is Tom Bracha B'mkoma. If you hold that Yayin is Tom Bracha B'mkoma at the Rashbam because it's one of the Zayin Minim, so Ein Sarach L'Vorach Bracha Rishona, but Sarach Lach Sarach Hatchila.
But Lechatchila, you should not do it, I mean, by Lechem Amish, to even do it. So he says, so that the Mechava Pasans, Sarach L'Mov, Livorach L'Mavre Al Mashoch, he has to say, Al Agefen Al Pri Agefen first. But he cannot just make a mezi without benching first. He has to bench first, or bohachas minsholish first, or berenifoshes first. But I can't read masidos. Avolim iberim evisechabayis. Avol bishishinim kenim pino pino. That's it's a big move, like in a tutorial. So you have Mishane from one corner and the other corner, big of the tongue, so he doesn't have to make the bracha again. Why in the coming similar shayim, in lo yodaiti lecho v'mokmachaya, no mikra shino mokim, v'hu shiye shnei amkim is v'aisach. So in other words, if it's one building with different rooms, one here, one upstairs, one in the room here, one with the smetters. So then, he has to say the bracha again. But if it's the same one, no matter how large it is, so then, if you know, he doesn't have to say the bracha again. Atzibetz, chaverim sho'yesh v'nech, v'yotzo v'khaschosom v'khaskal, im v'chushom, Mixosom, Chazon, Kimber, Games, it does. If it's one group, one company, one Chabur, and they left a few members of the Chabur in the original place, then they came back, they don't have to, not when they come back, and they go for temporarily for another place, they don't have to make any profit because they're not the Siadas, because after all, they all came as a group, not individual. There's the price here. When it's Richam Lvorch here, the Moy Nichushom Odo, Kishim Yitzim, Richam Boyle, Mafreas, and Mahabar Hastings, that's like the Shittas of Leaf in the Rambam, that when Shin Mokin is Sorch Lvorich, so it's not only Sorch Lvorich, but Chiloson, but the Sor Brochel Mafreya, they have to bench, Ushim Chazrin, Richam Brochel Chatrin, Vichain, וכן אם היו מסביב לאחר לישתיס פרץ שכל המשנה מכן מיירי פוסק החלוס ופיכוך מבורך ומפריע יצא בל מפושץ על מה שאוכל וחיזה מבורך שניס על מה שהוא צורך לאחר והמשנה מכן אין פינו לפינו ובאין זה אחר אין צורך לבור צורך לעזר לבר, אבל במזרוך השלטים עצו, ובו, אם לכל מהרובו, צורך לבר, נדו עצים בהם בון גוף, הביג על יתורים, יצאים על יתורים מיה. So אין צורך לבר, but if they don't have one roof, let's say it's outdoors, and there is one tree here, and there's another tree here, and they move from that tree. First he was lying under shade under one tree, then he goes under another tree, or even the same tree, but it's a big tree, so there is shade on this side and there is shade on that side. So he made the bracha here while he was lying under the shade of the mizrach of the tree. Then he moved because the sun came out here, so he moved. It was late in the afternoon. So he moved to the shade in the Ma'ariv side of the tree. So he has to be Chazon Mivorach because he doesn't have one roof. Suppose you spread out, let's say, how they call it, like an umbrella, you know, sometimes. So then it's like in the room, it's also has a roof. The Eish Hilkin, the whole Mashikosab, so there's the Mechaber. That's like the Shita Sovim and Ram. That the Amos says, the Eish Hilkin, the whole Mashikosab, the Sinze, Rak Sevrim, Jeshim Moke, Eini Elokes Hadas, the Loche, in Shinom Mikim, Eini Moke Mache, Ein Zorich, the Borech, El Neymar, Shereitz, Elech, Aber we are Mashik Boch. He has to say Boch Rishen again. But even though you already made a Bere Priya Gefen, or Shakin and Yidvore before, so he has to say it again. But he doesn't have to say Bere Nefoshes, or Boch Achas Mesholich, or a Gefen or Priya Gefen, or an Pas, he doesn't have to bench before he washes again. He just has to make it Birkas HaMeitz, but he doesn't have to bench, and he doesn't even have to wash. He just says Birkas HaMeitz. Have a little mashi for Kesves Rashbam V'Rosh U'Mordechai Perik Avit Fochim B'Tu V'Davke Shulim Yachmitz Eskabirim B'Su V'Ochal Midvorim Shim Tzrifim V'Ochal M'Kim אבל אם ניח מצסחבירי ולאפיר אם ניח ביוח על דברים שצריכים ברוך ובמקרים און שמדו איז דרמו ישראל כאן מחבר דואלוס First of all, the Mechaber passes like the Rebbe Rambam, who passes like Rav Sheshes, that everything requires a bracha, the Shemokim requires a bracha. And then the Mechaber passes like the Rif in the Rambam, that it's not only he has to make a bracha from El, he has to be involved with some Muslim, no, Allah Geffen, or Priya Geffen, or Amirchev, or Chakolo, or Berni Foshes. The Ramor is Chilik first, because there are more persons like the Teshes and the Rashbam and the Rosh and the Mordechai and the Ran, that the Aloch is like Rav Chisda, not like Rav Sheshes. So by Bosor and Dogim, by Lechem, or according to some Rishonim, even by Yayin and by Mezeines, so then he doesn't have to say Gim Brocha Betchilo. And then the Paschim also like the Rosh and the Ran and the two. And the ritual Why isn't it proper? Because of the Shoshe, maybe he will not come back. True, it's still talking, but he'll forget or not come back. And they'll make all the broches in the second place. Chashimon shemi ishkach milarzeh ebilechet liul tziach mitzvei veres kishemiach kishigiyaz matfimo izmut. Suppose there is a shul at the end of the block and he has to dab to be tzibur, so then there is no chatchile because it's a year of mitzvah of tzibur be tzibur. Yesh mishei meir Shimoyo began Suppose he's Nigar, and there are two trees, pear trees or apple trees, and he wants to eat the apples of this tree and the apples of the other tree. In Tzorch Uborcha Achere, he made already the Borcha of Berfiraitz and the pears of this tree. Then he goes over to the next tree. He doesn't have to say Berfiraitz again. Because even though it doesn't have a roof, but the whole apocha has, it has separate mechitzas, you know. It's a separate garden. And then he wants to go to another garden, a joining garden. So then he's sort of work. So, let's say you started to drive and you kept on in. And then you're already 1,500 miles away. You have to go back to the original place. You don't have to go back to the original place. Samin tum borchalach. But anything that requires borchalach in shalosh, yain, anovim, teinim, morim, remainim, but even cake, there's the Mechab, the Amo says, V'yeshem rim davke pas gomu luvak. Mi shem niska v'se chasude shele ispala eil, v'yom ad v'ispala apil in shus ligma sudose, v'ispala shechaya v'yavse, v'yin efshalo in leachlat, v'ispala in kofte le'ave efs, odom shiyosham v'se chasudose, if I'm שנסערה לא יעבץ, וכן יפסיק בשעוד וברישוס, כי שהוא צריך מקום אוף חייץ ויאת גוד רבט. So then, he doesn't have to make a ברוך again. Because there is no real הסורס as חדש. Now, the Mishnah Berurah has learned פסיק. הנה, תסתכפי עומד בייס, הנה מפני שהסימן הזה יש בפרוצים רבים על כוח אגדים לזה אגדום אקסוף.
Wait, Rabbi, yeah. So suppose a person, they need you for a minion.
Yeah.
So are you allowed to stop eating and to yeah. make the minion? Yeah,
they need you for a minion. Right. Either you yourself have to dump the tzibu, or you dump it already, but to be
sake. Yeah, they need you, yeah. So you should...
Not only you are allowed.
You should. You should stop eating and yeah. join the minion.
That's
and right. When you come back, what's the halacha? You should make a new bracha, rishonah. What should you do?
You should make, if it is not passed,
yeah.
you just push on and don't.
So you should make a bracha akrona before he leaves.
No, that's totally machlekes, the Mechaber and the Ramo, but the Pesach of the Ramo is you don't make a bracha.
But even the Chathchile, you said you should be on the Ramo.
No, the Chathchile, you shouldn't leave. But if it's a mitzvah, then you should leave.
But the bracha akrona, shouldn't you say before you leave?
No, shouldn't.
What should you do? What should
because it's a bracha in Sriho, it's not bracha levatol.
So what should you do? What's the problem?
Just leave.
Yeah, and when you come back, what's the halacha? What do you say when you come back?
And if it is bosa or doggy,
yeah.
not shuchim bracha bin kelon,
yeah.
so then you make another bracha.
When you come back.
Shakling
you
bracha.
When you come back.
You come back.
And then you make a new bracha from.
Then one bracha chayin on everything.
Right.
At the end of the meal.
And let's say it's pas. What's the halacha if it's pas? Then what's the deal?
Then if it's past, you don't have to make a bochel for him, because there is no eschadas.
No?
No eschadas, because you have to come. He's talking bochel and came
here. So
the problem I have, sometimes I get such a shine. Very rarely do I get such a shine, because one has to know, has to be bochel in Hilchas Brochas. To ask a shine, you see, you have to learn, you have to be a real one to know when to ask a shine. Most people, I mean, most shilas are in the Indian of Mikvois, in Ide, in Shabbos, but not in the Eastern, in Kesach Tere, in Trila, in Krishna, in Sphira, Sphira, I guess, how many shilas are there? We ride in the net, in Sphira. Everybody forgets something. And then many times he reminds himself. 5 minutes after Shkia, 10 minutes after Shkia, 15 minutes after Shkia, then we have to figure out that there is a sex taking, there is not a sex taking, whether you can be Misara from a Tamshita, you cannot be Misara. It's difficult challenge. But these challenges, I never got such a challenge. I only had the challenge myself. And suppose I would get a challenge, but not one who is alone. Who never knows that there is a machlekes, that is there, that sheishes, is a shema mitzvahs, and even Ben Tori can attend the dachayoni several times, and he might have a very superficial degree in shas, because he has been attending the dachayoni for 20 years in ballpark, or I mean, whatever, you know. So, but he doesn't know machlekes, rafcheis, and rafcheis. If you ask me, Shaila, what would I tell him? I really don't know. But I tell him, since his Tunim Bochabim came and so daiti was to come back. He doesn't know that you have to come back. So, sometimes I have a Shaila, but they don't know that not such long ago. To know, I mean, these are so. I decided, I'm not so sure, but I think so, that since his das is to act according to it, whether I know Rav is there, Rav Sheish is, or I don't know. And if the thing is that it's so Tonum came on, so that's his unconscious das. Because he wants his das is to act properly. He doesn't know what the thing is, but this is that. This is that.
All right. So when it comes to bread, what's the thing?
It comes to bread, so then he doesn't have to make any water.
When he comes back.
Yeah.
Does he have to wash his hands?
What?
Does he have to wash?
No. Why should he wash his hands?
After davening.
No.
He doesn't have to wash his hands.
He has to wash his hands before he davenes.
Wait, for davening, forget about that. But for the bread, he doesn't have to wash.
If he's mafsik in the middle of his meal?
What?
If he's mafsik in the middle of his meal?
Yeah, he's mafsik in the middle of his meal. Why does he have to wash again?
Oh, so Shabbos says if he went to Beis Knesses, then he should. But if he's davening in the house,
yeah,
he doesn't have to.
According to the psak of the Mechaber, that he has required to make a bottle of mafreya. So Mimele, he has to say Birkas Hamozin first. Then he has to wash his hands if he wants to.
But I think he says, even according to Amal, if you left the house, Mishum Hesach Hadas, Mishum Yas Yodav, you should wash without a bracha again when you come back.
If there is Mamish Hesach Hadas.
Because we're Choshish Hesach Hadas, if you left the house.
Yeah, because of Choshish, that's the Ra. The Choshish, maybe you'll forget. Maybe you'll forget.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
That's what he said.
Now what? Didn't you say it's not a Hesach Hadas?
1 second back.
In terms of bracha, but for Shmir Zadav or Choshesh.
Shemu de Chayshinon, daf pei beiz on the beiz, the first line the Ramo. De Chayshinon shemu yishkach mu la'arza v'lach. So the Ramo says, l'chatchil yakem kenya b'loi bo. In other words, if he has to go to another place, to speak to somebody in the next building.
And Mishnah Berurah in Sirkat Mem Zayin,
yes,
mentions until Sadaim, if you go to Shul to Daven, you should wash with Arab Racha when you come back.
Why?
Because the Choshesh, he might have been Mesiach Das Mishmeres Yodav.
Yes, so maybe his hands are not clean.
Right.
Yeah, okay, so that's Choshesh. But suppose he knows that his hands are clean. No, today people know they are very alert on these things.
Yeah.
In themselves.
And even if he had kavana when he first washes his hands and he first says hamotzi, that he's going to start his meal here and end it in another house.
Yeah, you don't have to wash again. As a matter of fact, you go on the trip, the train.
Right.
And you have to eat, let's say, eat in the morning breakfast, but then you want to finish several hours later, and really you want to eat meat, let's say, later. Right. You don't have to wash it.
He has kavana.
He has to have kavana. To pattern all the achilles every day.
But so let's say he has a shava of the same, let's say you're going to take a train ride,
yeah,
and you want to have a sandwich on the train, but it's going to be hard to wash, so you wash before at home.
Yeah, why train? You drive your car.
Right.
To Milwaukee.
Right, so before you leave.
Yeah, that's right.
But I thought in l'chatchila you're not supposed to leave your first makom unless you bench.
Yeah, but that's only shayach if he's interested in eating one meal. But if he's going on a trip and he's interested in eating three meals in the course of the day, so then it's a child.
So the same thing for like Sheva brachos, like people, if they have a Sheva brachos in a hall or something, but they want to wash at home, if they have kavana.
It depends upon the urgency of the situation. You have a Sheva brachos in the hall, so why can't you bench here and then wash again? I mean, that's the big thing. When you go on a train, or on a car, so it's a good thing. All right, now, so let's see the psiche of the Mishnah boy. It's a wonderful psiche. He named me Shasim and Azeh, the Chofetz Chaim in general, who was such a misur. The biggest siddur you see in Shmuel Salaf, as much siddur as you see in the Mishnah Bura, but in Shmuel Salosh, you see more of the Seder. In Shmuel Salosh, it's the Rif Kanyush. He named the Shasim and Isaiah, he's been put in Rabbi, Al-Kohoch Adim Muzeh, Anton Mitzore, King Lechoker Alamai. He made, you know, I met the Chofetz Chaim as a child.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, he was. And the Chofetz Chaim, you know, Adag Daily, were abstracted and learned. And when somebody started, came over to them, they didn't even hear at first what they were talking about. But the Chofetz Chaim was such a misuda and such a balach haaretz that even if he was involved in a very difficult sugi, and somebody came and told him, men or women, I saw, to ask him for a bracha, he always was ready to answer, and he interrupted everything. Yeah. And when a woman came over to him to ask her, she said, Moshe, Broche, or a Nase, even if he was involved in the discussion with the Chaim Nase himself, he interrupted and he took care of the woman. And that's the kind of woman this the Chofetz Chaim was.
How old were you when you saw him?
8 years old.
And how old was the Chofetz Chaim?
1922, I think. 1925 is 92. He was 99 when he was in retirement.
Really? Was
it
96?
Wow.
96? 99. That's what I read in the Morgenshaw. That those days it wasn't called Alderman Shaval, but Morgenshaw.
If I heard you.
Now there was one man, Rav Redline. He had the Ashkoche over Broadway Central Hotel. So he was 2 years older than my father. No one was lived down.
What happened?
Half a year ago. He was 116 years old. Because I saw his soil became excited. 92 years old, 99 years old. He was 116 years old. And he was not a strong man. A rich person. Junior Rabbi Line. 116 years old.
What was his name?
Rav Redline.
Redline?
Redline. He had the Hersha.
When was he nifted?
Half a year ago.
Where?
I used to ask him to Borch Kelman. Louis. So when I wanted somebody to install for me when I had endocarditis, or for somebody else, for my brother, Bishop Bear. I asked Borch Kelman to go over. He lived in Williamsburg all the years, in the same house. And he was Nispal. He was 116 years old.
How do you know he was 2 years older than your father?
What? I know. I knew him very well. He was very friendly. My father would be 114 years old now. And he was 116 years old. So he was 2 years old. 116 years old. No, the Borch is at me of asking. That's almost. But it's somebody I knew, not a Turk, you know. The oldest man in the world is a Turk. That's what I hear on television. He won't show this picture.
He has
Ashkot and Yogurt. He's 136 years old. It's quite an age. 136 years old. And on television, a week ago, I mean before Pesach, I saw it in Boston. Chalmid Pesach. So two brothers. One was married.